From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the prospects for elections in Iraq. But first to New York, where President Bush addressed the UN General Assembly today. The president defended his decision to invade Iraq, and he urged other nations to join in the war on terrorism. Mr. Bush reviewed a list of attacks in the past year on synagogues, mosques, and schools, and he cautioned against complacency in the face of terrorism.
Eventually, there is no safe isolation from terror networks or failed states that shelter them or outlaw regimes or weapons of mass destruction. Eventually, there is no safety in looking away, seeking the quiet life by ignoring the struggles and oppression of others.
President Bush today at the UN. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is in New York and joins us now. Don, tell us about the other main themes of Mr. Bush's speech today, please.
Mostly I found the tone the most interesting. It was very low-key. It was more the humble, let's be friends, President Bush. It was a short speech, just 21 minutes long, and the president really seemed intent on setting aside past differences, on looking ahead, even broadening the topic beyond such contentious subjects as the Iraq War. He talked, for example, about AIDS prevention efforts and about the current dire situation in the Sudan, which he called genocide. So there was a clear effort, basically saying there are things that the UN can and needs to work together on, big picture things, though he did specifically ask for more UN help in Iraq to ensure that democracy does continue to move forward there, as he put it.
How was the message received there at the General Assembly?
This was a far cry from the Bush campaign rallies he's been appearing at for most of the past year. The greeting was, I think you could call it cordial. The applause at the end was polite. But I think it's safe to say it was a cool reception. After all, there really is a great deal of opposition here to the war in Iraq. The UN didn't back the war. Recently, Secretary General Kofi Annan called it an illegal war under international law. But despite all that, the president was clearly reaching out. At times during his presidency, he's taken an almost scolding, even dismissive tone toward the UN. He did not do that today. But such past comments are clearly remembered, even as he talks about shared goals and shared interests.
Sure. Mr. Bush, obviously speaking today to a larger audience than that he would find there at the General Assembly at the UN. What counts from today's talk with regard to the campaign?
At this time in an election cycle, there really is no such thing as a speech that doesn't have domestic political overtones. And this is a time when the president is having to defend himself against charges in the political arena that the war in Iraq was a mistake. And as the political battle heats up with now exactly 6 weeks today before Election Day, I think the White House really sees this as a way to showcase Mr. Bush as a world leader, to have him present himself as a reasonable man trying to bring the world together for that large goal of spreading democracy. And I think the campaign certainly thinks that this plays well here at home.
On the other side, Senator Kerry has been attacking Mr. Bush recently, saying he made a bad mistake in Iraq. Any reaction yet from the Kerry campaign to what Mr. Bush said today?
Not from Senator Kerry himself, but we do have a statement from Rand Beers, who is a national security advisor. And he says the president, again, laid out a false choice on Iraq. He said it's not a choice between dictatorship and democracy there. It's a choice between fighting and winning the war against al-Qaeda and diverting U.S. resources and attention to Iraq. And those are things he says the president still isn't addressing.
NPR's Don Gagne in New York. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.